You're out of control.
Because if I come and talk about her, y'all gonna have a problem.
Welcome to the Jasmine Crockett Senate Campaign Show. Let the mind games begin.
Somebody said the other day, she's one of the leaders of the party. I said, you got to be kidding.
Got two words for every racist bigot living Jasmine Crockett.
Crockett, a St. Louis-born private school princess who grew up in the cushy suburbs.
No one could have told me that when I went down to Austin, now looks like a little bit over a year ago, that I would be running for Congress.
Who embarrassingly cosplays as the hood's angry auntie the minute she smacks the camera.
Baby, because these people, they are crazy, because they always talk about how Christian they is.
Her veteran socialist squad mentality immediately ostracizing most Texas voters.
Texas has always been found to be intentionally discriminatory.
It's almost like a slave mentality that they have. Now, about the time that that was published last year, around 1 million Latino voters in Texas were voting for Trump. Do they all have slave mentality?
No, and that's not what that said at all.
A strategy of blind delusion in a state where President Trump received 56% of the vote in the last election.
Y'all know we got Governor High Wheels down there. Come on now.
It's another day and another disaster by the Democrats. The reality is they have no vision, no policy. They have nothing to sell but hate.
Her routine is that she wants to bring a little bit of what I might quaintly call the ghetto catfight into these spaces. I get it, you know, bring a blaxploitation movie or something into Congress. Great, work it. But you do not make fun of the fact that somebody lives their life in a wheelchair. That doesn't work.
The campaign itself, the monstrosity has been on full display for years, where it is now finally crashing out before your very eyes.
Basically, the Republicans have become synonymous for Russians at this point.
When I first became a public defender, I had no criminal defense experience. And I walked in and I told my boss, Charlie, I said, listen, you should hire me. He said, why? I said, because I'm black.
I was clear that it was A. Jeffrey Epstein. But I never said that it was specifically that Jeffrey Epstein.
But as somebody who understands history, when I see ICE, I see slave patrols.
There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes.
I do want people to know that just because someone has committed a crime, it doesn't make them a criminal.
We have no perfect systems. We have always had some level of fraud in anything that we have because there's no such thing as perfection walking on this earth.
Unfortunately for her, people aren't buying what she is vigorously selling.
I'm gonna show these white folks I ain't scared of them.
How is it possible that my 10-year-old daughter can hear Jasmine Crockett for the first time, listen to two clips, and the first thing she said to me was, Dad, her voice changed.
She is such an insult to all educated black women in America. She perpetuates the stereotype of a ghetto black hood woman. Something she is not.
One of the most famous or infamous, depends on how you see it, women in society today is Jasmine Crockett, elected to office. And look at how she talks. Look at what she's brought. Just hood language for a lady.
So I'm going to say what the American people been wanting to say for a very long time. This party called the Democratic Liberal Party, y'all can kiss the American ass. The whole entire American ass. We're done with you clowns.
Texas doesn't think like a trust fund revolutionary poser. And the only thing more embarrassing than Crockett's circus is the media and the Democrats pretending she's anything other than the fraud she's always been. Then again, this is all the doomed Democrats have going.
I challenge somebody to go and find a clip of a Democrat invoking violence.
I think that you punch. I think you punch. I think you're okay with you okay with punching.
We are not only going to punch you back, but we are going to knock you out. I am here to tell you not only are we going to punch back, but we about to beat you down. Just let me tell you that we know how to use a chair, whether we pulling it up, are we doing something else with it?
Congressman no.
John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
My fellow InfoWarriors, you have until this Sunday, December 14th, 2025 at midnight to get 40% off site-wide. That means all the incredible supplements, methylene red, back in stock, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, ultimate life force spike protein detox. It's all in stock right now, and it funds the tip of the spear. These are incredible products. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. Enrich your health, your vitality, your life. They make great gifts, and it gives the gift to all of us of keeping this operation on the air in the face of the globalists. And 40% off is a huge deal with the t-shirts, the ball caps, the hoodies, the sweaters, all the apparel, because there's only about 60% markup in the apparel, so that is one hell of a deal. Please do your Christmas shopping right now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason we stay on the air. Thank you for being the heart of this operation. Thank you for your support. You have till this Sunday, site-wide, 40% off.
On corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Just a fight, obliteration. No one cares anymore. The Messiah or mass murderer. No controlling who comes through the door. A culture made of cover-ups. Will leprosy touch their flesh? For backroom meetings and rendezvous, the vultures have come home to nest. The clock runs out. The weakest link. A deadly strike. The threat is real.
The Muslim Brotherhood is allied with the European Union, BlackRock, all the liberal communist parties of the Democratic Party, openly funded by Soros, openly pushed by USAID on the universities to come to the West and to destabilize it in the Red-Green Alliance to overthrow the West. That is why Islam is a supercharged threat, because there are traitor enemies within the West that are greasing the skids for it. And now we have the Prime Minister of Australia, less than a day after all these people get killed in Sydney at a Hanukkah celebration. In cold blood, the police stand down for over 11 minutes. And he says, oh, the big threat's right-wing terror. Does it ever say the word Islam? And they say, we're going to take any guns that are left, even though all they have is pump shotguns and bolt action rifles. And that's what these two guys had. But the public didn't have any guns, because you can only have those guns if you're basically a farmer or a rancher. And so they were able to go out and get them, but nobody else had guns to defend themselves. Let me tell you, those two yahoos would have shown up at, say, a Texas Christmas market, like I was at yesterday with my 8-year-old, took her ice skating out of the Hill Country Galleria. Now, they were smart. They got barriers up around it ever since they built it there. Outdoor nice mall. We had, you know, apple cider and, you know, did a little shopping and ran around and looked at the Christmas trees and listened to Christmas music. And they had a ice skating demonstration of some great ice skaters. We went back out on the ice. And I was just sitting back feeling confident that, well, there's barriers up around this if the Islamists attack it. They just attacked a baseball field, shot the coach and stuff in Houston recently. They were planning to blow up Fort Worth a few weeks ago. Same guy working with a shooter up in D.C. that Congressman Benny Thompson says was just a unfortunate accident. See, they'd never admit there's an Islamic attack. But I just sat back and said, look out at this crowd of people. And I knew probably 20% of them I could still carry. And I know I did. And the other good news, again, it's not about bragging, is that
About 75% of the people at the Christmas display market came over and were listeners. And quite a few of them I was talking to, and they're all wearing coats. It was cold. And I'd say, yeah, I don't think the Muslims are going to hit this, are they? And they're like, no. And I can always tell the types, like military, retired, whatever. There's a lot of them were that with their wives. And I'd say, yeah, what are you doing? The same thing I'm doing. They're like, you bet I am. And then I was a little too cold because I'd only worn a T-shirt and a light coat and realized how cold it was. So I said, I'm going to duck in here, this little shop, and buy it. I saw some Western shirts in there. I go in there. It's a small shop, family-owned. They're all listeners, the dad, the mom, and the son. And there's about four or five groups in there, and four of the five groups are all listeners. And then he's trying to sell me a leather jacket that's got a concealed carry pouch in it. I said, well, I already got this. He's like, well, I'm, you know, that's how I carry mine. And I just, it was just like armed camp, nice people, totally safe. 75% of the people, InfoWars listeners, and to the left that wants to divide and conquer, black folks, Hispanics, Asians, a lot of Hispanics. Who, I would ask them, well, where are you from? Well, I'm from Chile, or I'm from, you know, Paraguay, or I'm from, because that's a nicer area over there, but they were like, you know, immigrants here. They're all classily dressed, nice. But my point is that people that can barely speak English, tell me they're listening, and like, oh, I was listening to you just yesterday. And black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, women. Oh, man. The young women were listeners, but that was a few of them. The middle-aged women, I think like every one of them was. And you see me do live feeds in D.C. and stuff, but that's a security issue. I got to bring security if I do that. Because then the bad guys know where I'm at and come. They're like, oh, you don't even have security. I said, yeah, everybody loves me. But I said, I was doing a live feed out here, but I need to go back to that market. Or I don't want to say where I'm going to be at. I need to go out in public because the left hates it. When I do a live feed, it gets millions of views. And literally, the majority of people walking by, I could just be standing there, and all of a sudden a line will form, people taking photos with me. What does that indicate for the globalist? We're awake. We're armed. We understand what's going on. Your globalist system is burning down in flames in front of everyone. And it's beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. So let's just keep it up, folks. Yeah, we want to hold Trump's feet to the fire. Yeah, a lot of stuff come out of there is not exactly what we like. But in general, pulled out of the global carbon taxes, the Paris Accord that would have killed billions of people in the next decade, according to all the actuaries, devastating the whole center of the New World Order global cashless society, mark of the beast, social credit score, grid. The UN treaty for the next pandemic failed. They're coming out about to do a black box thing saying this shot can kill you on the COVID. They've already taken liability protection away, essentially banning it. They're banning the hepatitis shot, banning all the thimerosal, taking out the fluoride, taking out the red dyes, on and on and on and on. I mean, I could sit here for hours just giving you the good news. But people ask me, they go, well, sometimes I tune in, you're mad at Trump. And yeah, on this issue or that issue, I want to get their attention. And I want to explain why I'm right. And you know the crazy part? I could sit on the phone 10 hours a day with the different researchers and speech writers and people. And I mean the top people. You know, a lot of our guests are working in the administration now and are speech writers. The point is that they call me up. And it's a war game. It's what smart people do. I give my opinion. Most of the time I say, well, I got to think about that. That's an important question. Let me call you back. And then I get a call back a day later. Hey, you didn't call me back. I want to know your answer. I forgot. I was thinking. That's such a big question. And I'll give them my answer. And then I get to see what I said in a speech, word for word. I get to see it in action. And you see this all the time. It's not just me. That's why they brought in all these real independent reporters now. And they'll tell about Trump something he didn't know about all the time. And he'll go, is that true? And he'll look to his staff and go, yes, sir. And he'll go, well, I didn't know that. I'm going to go sign an executive order today banning that. Or I'm going to I mean, it is the access to Trump and how real he is and how he's learning new things all the time. That is what scares the globalists to their very core. I spent hours yesterday morning on just fielding calls from highest level Republicans, highest level White House people, high level. And my point is, I can always get the people on the phone if I want to, but I just do it over the show. And I can go on the attack about something, and within a day or two, my phone's blowing up. And sometimes they go, you were given this info. It's not exactly like this. This is actually how it is. And I go, okay, I was responding to the news. You're right. I jumped the gun. Okay, I understand. Thank you. Because I'm not perfect. But a lot of times they're like, no, you were right. We're doing something about that. So that's not about me. It's about all of us and the access we've got. Trump, this is really the most transparency we've ever seen by a modern president. And the way he interfaces is like 5 or 6 press conferences a day. Just takes gaggle questions by everybody. And it's beautiful. And that alone is a game changer. And of course, they released all these Epstein files last week. Out of 90 plus thousand, they released 19. And it was New York Post photos from the early 1990s of Trump at a public event with beauty queens that were 20-something years old. Like I told you, nothing there. But oh, what's in the other 90-something thousand files the Democrats didn't release? You see, that's the scandal. Oh, look, here's Trump with like a 45-year-old woman. Oh, the scandal at a party. So why did Trump just say shut this down? Because he learned it was all cherry-picked crap. It was all recycled lies. All the real stuff's been disappeared. And so he said, move on, it's another Russia game. Not that Epstein wasn't real, not that that's a hoax, but the way they're going to deploy this is a hoax. And as I predicted in the last 6, 8, 9 months, I said, as this comes out, it'll be the same crap over and over. Oh, look, Epstein took a photo of a gag shop, you can see the little gag items, of a condom making fun of Trump. Like, ooh, Trump connected to sex items, headline. And then it's a photo Epstein took in a shop of a condom. A box of condoms making fun of him. Boy, that's damning. That's all you got. Oh, but the Clintons are battling congressional subpoenas to not testify about Epstein and to not release their records. Of course. Because with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, before she ever got elected, my sources that were high level and worked for him, their chief of staff, we had on. When they'd been governor, he said, listen, Hillary's seen more tail than a toilet seat, than a bicycle seat. Oh, Hillary, you know, she's bisexual, but I mean, by the way, doesn't wash well, stinks really bad. That's a really gross person. I'm serious. I'm not trying to be mean. Like, literally, we've had the witnesses in her about it. Like, stinks like rotten meat, is a sex fiend, just like Bill. Had her ugly-ass daughter with Webster Hubble, head of the Rose Law Firm. And that's the scum we're dealing with. And did Hillary and Bill dip into the... Did the main funder of the Atlantic magazine, Steve Jobs' widow, after he died, she like a little bit of bad stuff? Mm-hmm. Oh, she basically lived at the island. But see, you're not hearing about any of these ladies that likes the young girls. Imagine some poor 14-year-old girl that comes walking in the room. My God, horrifying. It's a demon. It's coming for you. What are you going to do about it? I was so prepared for this show. I only covered 3 stories. And that was only the pre-coverage of them. I had so much preparation, too, is a problem. I spend like probably 7 hours getting ready for a show. At night, in the morning. I don't know what I'm going to do. Because you can't even really do it justice. It's a problem. Oh, they did find one of the clips. What is this? What's the date on this clip of me telling you about the White House meeting and the task force, what they're going to be releasing? All right, so this is November 23rd. Just 3.5 weeks ago or so, 3 weeks ago. I talked about it quite a few times. I don't know if what they found is the deep dive on it, but I spent like an hour on it about what I was told from two sources, because I got this from one source, and I believed them, but they're always a good source. And then separately, it was so exciting. A few days later, I was talking to somebody else who was there. They got all their aides and people there, and they were presenting all this on big screen TVs and all the proof. I mean, it is just, it's the keys to destroy the Democrat. It's victory. I mean, it is so exciting, and more keeps coming in. But I've told the administration, I said, you've got to just start releasing all the stuff you've got. Don't wait as more comes in, even though it's worse. Start just releasing. And Gabbard already released 3-4 months ago that they proved the communist Chinese were sending in fake mail-in ballots and were accessing machines. And then after 2020, the FBI went and harassed and shut it down and covered it up. And they have the memos where the mid-level FBI were doing their job and they got shut down. Then the higher level sent out their corrupt teams, just compartmentalized, to harass the people that had discovered it. You don't want the Tina Peters treatment, do you? So this is amazing. Absolutely amazing. And everything I was told, they're now teeing up to be released. And now here's the president. I played it last hour. Yeah, play my prediction first, and then play the president saying this is about to come out. And that's good, because in my conversations with the White House, when they're asking me all sorts of questions, what do you think about this? What do you think about that? What do you think about this? What do you think about that? I'm like, and I have guests on like Mark Mitchell, who never called him there, even though he's the top pollster. They're like, yeah, we saw on Alex, J.D. Vance. Can you come? He's like, sure. So he goes and meets with him for 3 hours, including the president. I mean, it's just good. It's not about, oh, look, they listen. It's about, man, we're really getting traction now. Thanks for keeping us on air. You've gotten traction. That's why they wanted us off the air. Because we're not just educating Trump. We're educating his cabinet and all the other people. And we're decompartmentalizing the military and the FBI. Because they're all smart people on average, but they're still compartmentalized. But they know, I know what I'm talking about. My guess is what we're talking about. So they go, how does that guy know this? I know everything he said there is right. I don't know about this. Let me go investigate. They go find out that's all right. Or maybe I'm wrong here. And they're like, oh, Alex, this is, and I'm like, you're great. Please teach me. You know, I'm sure as hell not far from perfect. The point is we're all working together to suss this out. Like Sherlock Holmes with his assistant Watson. And he's not in those books. I didn't read a lot of them, but there's still, I read a few. You notice he's not really even putting down Watson when he's teaching him this stuff. Oh, it's elementary, my dear Watson, but it's not always elementary. He'll ask Watson stuff to see if he sees anything he doesn't see. That's why Sherlock Holmes will come in when he's investigating. He's not just asking people questions he thinks they're guilty. He's asking them to see what they think, because that's his mind. And that's what the show is. We're all Sherlock Holmes. We're all Watson. And they don't want you to start thinking like that, because then you'll start getting more facts, more information. You start learning about more things work. And then it's very hard to control an educated, informed, street smart people. But the reason I like to always show you a clip every day, at least, when what I told you comes true, it's not a prediction coming true. That meeting happened. This is going down. I just need you to know, back at the time, it wasn't that big a news story. Like, oh, yeah, there's Alex saying this again. I'm not saying this stuff. And most of the time, I don't even chase the story because I don't want to get involved in it. I knew about the secret meeting that's being held in a few hours in Nashville with Erica Kirk and the other lady, Candace Owens. I'm just like, I'm not even getting into this. But I can tell you, in my deep dive announcement a few days ago, it's got a lot of people's attention. And that what that was a call for, okay, I'll start talking to all the insiders and whistleblowers at every angle. Now I got to start vetting every angle of this to see what's right and who's wrong. and I'll have my findings soon for you. What I thought is where it's all aiming, but I'm still going to keep an open mind on this. But let's just say this. Candace Owens is wise to meet with them. Because when you actually analyze all these stories, all these claims that have been made, it's not going to be good. So there's a concerted effort. I'm not saying by Candace, I think she's a good person. There's a concerted effort to destroy TPUSA because they got 2.5 million people registered to vote Republican in the last election. And if we wouldn't have had that, Trump would have lost. So the bottom line, that's why that's happening. And bottom line, man, I got some big FBI stuff. See, the problem, here's the deal. Most journalists, with one of the things I learn in like an hour a day, would spend like a week just messing with that one story and making a big deal about it and doing it. My problem is I've been hit with so much stuff that it makes my head spin. Like accomplices for the supposed shooter of Charlie Kirk, why did they look at all those trannies that said he'll be dead tomorrow? Well, maybe they did. And what do you think is going to happen at the trial? Instead of them getting charged, what do you think is going to happen? They're going to be witnesses. So my issue is that's not enough. I'm going to stop right there. See, the problem is for me to even talk about that, I need to think about it, look at the other angles too. But it's coming in so fast is why I have trouble. Go ahead. Here I am last month telling you about the news that broke today. Here it is. But I talked to folks that were at White House meetings early last week. I mean, in the Oval Office, and they've got this information and they've confirmed it. How built-in computer chips in China smuggled through Taiwan, voting machines then sent to Venezuela, for over a decade have been operating stealing elections. And the White House has confirmed this. They've got the machines. They've got the proof. They know. And people say what they want about Susie Wiles. They're in there with Trump's task force, and they are preparing to bring this information out. Now, that's kind of a big exclusive you just got, right? And it's, you know, when I sit there and tell you something, it's going on.
That's all. They're good at cheating in elections. Very good at cheating. They're professionals at cheating because we won in 2016 by a lot. The election was rigged in 2020. We have all the ammunition, all the stuff, and you'll see it come out. It's coming out in truckloads.
And California's election, New York also, but California more than any other place is so rigged. It's such a rigged election. You know, we won the Hispanic vote. So a lot of people say Republican wouldn't win California, but I won the Hispanic vote. I won in Miami. Think of that. In Miami, I won the Hispanic vote. Along the Texas border, I won every single city or town touching the Texas border, and they're 85% to 90% Hispanic. We won the Hispanic vote. If the vote in California was legitimate, which it's not, they have 38 million ballots. Everything is mail-in voting. They mail out 38 million ballots, and they come in. Where the hell do they go, and where do they come from? It's a rigged election in California because we would win California by a lot. And again, they feel they have the advantage with Hispanic. They don't.
That's right. All the real polls and demographic numbers don't show that the Democrats win anywhere. I have not yet begun to fight. That's what the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones, said back in 1779. And that's exactly where we are right now. You see this bad boy right here? That is a limited edition original InfoWars poster. We got about 1,000 that are unsigned, 500 that are signed, and that's it. And it is the final Hail Mary to keep InfoWars on the air. We've sold out of almost every product at InfoWarsStore.com. Via the bankruptcy, they won't let us order new products, but we were able to get this produced. This is an emergency fundraiser. It's myself, actual screenshot from the show, with a .357 Magnum aimed at the globalist, the truth gun, with John Paul Jones, the founder of the U.S. Navy, saying, I have not yet begun to fight. And 1997 to 2026, how long InfoWars survived. Hopefully we go past that with my signature. This is a limited edition poster, signed or unsigned. It goes to keep us on the air. They're going to have an auction. They're saying in January. They already had a federal auction that was rigged and fake, and the judge shut it down. This is a state auction. Good guys are going to try to buy InfoWars. We'll stay on air as InfoWars if they're successful. If they're not, we move on to the Alex Jones Network. But regardless, if we don't have funds coming in December and January, there won't be money for payroll. There won't be money for the bandwidth or the servers or the satellites. So it's absolutely essential you get this. And if we get shut down, you have a memento of the final resistance at InfoWars that is so historic to hang on your wall. And there's not just this poster. We've made 1,000 of these two other posters that I designed as well. One says, defend the West, 1997-2026, InfoWars, with the archetypal Knight of the West standing against the globalist. There's another, make no peace with evil, with another Knight of the Crusades standing with the cross in his hand against the globalist tyranny. Both are powerful posters as well. These are limited edition. You get signed copies if you really want to support us, or just get the regular posters as well if you want to support us. But all three of these posters are limited edition, right now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. This is historic. We've come so far together. The deep state spent hundreds of millions of dollars trying to shut us down. We still got a chance to win. But if we don't have the funds coming in December and January, we will shut down. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now to go to InfoWarsStore.com, where everything else is sold out. And there's no more funds to buy more stuff to keep us on the air. And just by attrition, they will win and shut us down by not having money for payroll if you don't decide to bail out this organization that has had incredible results against the tyrants and has stood for you and your family and all of us collectively. So take action now and get the iconic limited edition I Have Not Yet Begun to Fight, John Paul Jones, Alex Jones poster, and Make No Peace with Evil and Defend the West posters, limited edition, and know historically you stood with the tip of the spear at the key part of this fight, and we never gave up, and we never surrendered, and we stood and fought on our feet instead of groveling on our knees as slaves. Thank you so much. I've fired the bat signal. Thank you for all your past support, but now is the critical time to take action at InfoWarsStore.com for these three limited edition iconic posters. The ball's in your court. Take action now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's now up to you.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
I need to hit all this news to make sure I get to all of it by the end of the broadcast. So we'll take calls with Mike Lindell on election fraud and the vindication and all the intel he's got and what's coming out. I know he's been interfaced. I know he's got the same intel I've got about these cabinet meetings, about the task forces, because independently he's been one of the biggest researchers out there. So he's been feeding into that, and he's been proven right, a true hero, and he's now running for governor. And so it's just perfect time to have him back on. And then in the fourth hour, we'll have open phones on any of the subjects that you want to get into. But we're going to take some calls from Mike Lindell on 2020 being stolen, all the evidence we already have, the new evidence that's about to come out that Trump's about to release. And I can tell you, for the people that have seen it, it's everything we said and worse. I mean, it is smoking gun. Anytime I'm filled down or anytime I'm overwhelmed, I start thinking about stuff like that. I mean, it's just...
But man, when you got the enemy in your gun sights politically, nonviolently, you got to pull the trigger. Like you're hunting and a big old buck 300 yards comes out of the woods halfway, you got to pull the trigger because he might go back in. You don't want to wait till he walks all the way out. Nope, you got clear to fire. Relax and squeeze. And I don't mean literally shoot him. I'm saying we got him in the sight. Don't wait. Pull the trigger. Woo, baby. It is bad, 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 bad. Now, I've gotten so excited about this news the last hour and 35 minutes that I haven't plugged one time. You tune into regular talk radio. This is TV on talk radio. That's how I started. And we started just putting it on TV, too. That's what it is. And that's how it works. Most people don't even really listen or focus on the actual ads. The real money's being made during the segments. And you hear all these little plugs and ads cut into it. And most talk show hosts, because I know the industry, and it's very competitive, have got to at least plug 1 minute every segment. We plug just a couple minutes every hour. But when I forget to plug, we got a big problem. And the problem around here is me. Because if I just plug twice an hour, I usually plug like once an hour, and today I've not been plugging, we're going to shut down if that happens. So I need your support. Please do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. That's helped build and owns and runs the Alex Jones Network. And not just the podcast studio and news studio you've seen. They're building from scratch a whole new building in South Austin, brand new steel building, actually two buildings, and all the equipment and all that stuff's going in. I mean, this is a huge outlay. So we're not taking the funds you send into our sponsor and going to Vegas with it, okay, or playing blackjack or putting it in slot machines. We are betting it all on America in this war. We are totally committed. I mean, the owner of Big Lee was trying to save a woman. They were beaten to death. And just off of his eyes with a face scan, Nate Hughes, they were going to put him in jail for many years, but Trump pardoned him last minute. So that's the kind of people like we work with, the real deals, ladies and gentlemen. And all they wanted him to do was, you know, claim he was part of some corrupt group or some bad thing, and they had to drop charges. He wasn't part of some corrupt group or bad thing. He was there as an American patriot. So he wouldn't lie, so they put him in prison. We're put him in prison. That's who you're backing, okay? Everybody in this organization is hardcore patriots, battle-tested. And so we are all in. I mean, I can tell you, Big Lee is so all in. They don't even really have, they pay their employees and a little bit for themselves, but they're all in. I know the finances. They're all in. All in on this fight. We need you to be all in. The very best supplements, the widest selection, some of the best designs of Patriot apparel, thealexjonesstore.com, that changes the world. And if they're able to shut down InfoWars, which is a whole long update, which I won't do now, it's okay. I don't own the Alex Jones Network. I don't own the Alex Jones Store. This is Big Lee's business. They've done this for many years. They do a lot of other talk show hosts and people with their stuff, and they're going to run right into a brick wall trying to shut it down. And we intend to go 19 hours a day live, from 5 a.m. to midnight every night. And that will be successful. That's phase one. Then we're going to try to go 24 hours a day. So this is going to be very exciting. But this is the house you built. And so continue to breathe life into it. I haven't even gotten into Ultra DNA Revival, anti-cancer, total health, cleaning out your mitochondria. What an incredible product. The bovine colostrum is the best. The methylene blue is the best. The Irish sea moss is the best. The turmeric is the best. The shilajit is the best. It's all the best, the best, the best, the best. And people get it and are totally and completely blown away. And I have listeners all the time on the street go, you know, I still bought that, but I thought supplements were a scam, but I was going to support you anyways. Damn, is it great? It works. Supplements are not a scam. That's the corporate media. Are there some companies and stuff and fly-by-night brands? But I mean, my God, almost everything you go to Whole Foods and buy works. I mean, the reason the supplements are one of the fastest-growing industries the last 30 years is because it works. The reason people buy Toyotas is because they hardly ever break down. I mean, it's not like It's not like this is rocket science here. But we have the very best. And when you see those best-selling brands at Whole Foods that cost as much or more as ours, most of our products are just private labels of that. We don't reinvent the wheel. What's the highest rated? What works the best? What has the best studies? What is the cleanest? What is the... Okay, let's approach them. And rarely have one of these companies said, no, we won't private label. Because they get it's another market. We've had to sign a few agreements where we don't want to get attacked or anything. So you have to sign an NDA that we won't say who supplies it. In fact, most of them do that. But, I mean, it's not rocket science. I mean, you know, if I was a rich guy and Tesla would let me private label their cars, I could call them something else. I'd do that. Or if Toyota or Honda would let me private label their cars, you know, they don't do that, but supplements do. So if I was going to go private label a car, I'd go, what's the best seller? What has the highest ratings? What do people like? What lasts the longest? We have the new creatine gummies, two different flavors, a daily allowance in each gummy. They taste incredible. I mean, if you like sour stuff, they're super strong. You know what creatine does? It's not just for your muscle and overall health. It's the brains where it really works. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Now, I asked Bigly over the weekend because, you know, they set up the sales. I said, why are we ending 40% off on December 14th? Because we can get stuff out anywhere in the United States, including Hawaii. If somebody orders by like the 19th, they'll get it before Christmas. Our average shipping is three days in the U.S. and they ship now within 24 hours, unless you order on a Saturday night or something. They don't ship on Sunday. And they said, yeah, well, we've got all these new, you didn't see all the new stuff came in and all the new daggers and all the new, you know, I said, no, I'm sorry. I dropped the ball. They said, okay, well, you got to cut those ads today. This is this morning. We'll extend the 40% off today. It ends at midnight. 40% off site-wide, all the supplements, all the Patriot apparel, ultramethylene blue, bovine colostrum, ultramethylene blue caps, ultimate CMOS capsules, ultimate life force, everything else, everything site-wide, 40% off. And it's almost a loss leader on apparel. The average markup, 60% on apparel. Just quality clothing. So please do your Christmas shopping there. Tomorrow we'll have some new items to offer, but the big mega sale will be over, and that is how we stay on the air. Thank you so much, and I salute you for your support. But let me just play this ad, because I hadn't seen this ad. The crew cut this. This is a caller into Brianna Morello last week, and I've had people on the street tell me this, and family too. They're like, what do you mean by... it's like coffee, but with no letdown. It gives you energy with no letdown, and you can sleep on it. What does that mean? And it makes you feel younger. What does that mean? And I'm just like, my doctor 7 years ago, medical doctor, told me get on USP medical grade. I went and bought it. Didn't really do anything. My wife loved it. This company, Bigly, got it. I said, get the best. They got a medical company. It's also used in medical stuff. Instead of using radioactive dye and people when they're doing before heart surgery or brain surgery, they put methylene blue in now because it's non-toxic. And then that can be picked up by the CAT scans and MRIs, and then they can map if there's any leakage or stuff with that. They're like, yeah, we'll sell you medical grade. We have the company that literally produces it for, I mean, this is like some super grade insane, okay? I all the credits to Bigly. I don't know how they got it. Because all these people that love the top brands say, even the top brands, ours is better. You are insane if you don't give yourself this Christmas the gift of ultramethylene blue. And just believe me, buy three or four more bottles for your friends and family because you're going to love it. 99% of people, literally. I think like 500 people, three people didn't feel it. That's more than 99%. Within 30 minutes, you have insane energy and clarity and no letdown. But the real power of it is the long-term effects. Now, be very careful. Talk to your physician before. I'm not going to... if you're on SSRIs and stuff, it can literally make you go crazy and jump off a roof. All right? And it's a bunch of other stuff. We're not playing around here, okay? But it skips a bunch of the processes in the cell and the oxidization process that's so bad for the body. It just does insane things. It's like iodine at the next level. Like, you've got to have iodine to live and all cellular activity. And what scientists have told me, what studies say is, this is like iodine, but not even to the next level, not even squared. It's like exponential. But be careful when you take it. I would only take a few drops the first time because a few people I know thought they were going insane and had taken mushrooms or something, including one of the guys in there running the thing. He's like, got him. Yeah. And that's pretty much the first time you take it, is because I took a dropper full, but only drank half of the iced tea I put it in. And just, okay, let me see this product. Okay, boom, I've taken my liquid away before. Show ends, and I start going, man, I'm hot. I feel crazy. What? And I go in the bathroom. I take my shirt off. My skin turned red. It wasn't hives. It was just red. I'm like, what? And I go, I think I'm going crazy. And I'm like, wait a minute. Methylene blue. And I was like, well, hopefully this doesn't get much better because I feel great. I feel high as a kite with energy. Electricity shooting through my fingers, but I said, please don't get more intense. And it didn't get more intense. It had peaked within an hour. But I was like scared after that. So the next day I'd take like two drops and I felt really nothing with two drops. You know, half a drop is like 10 drops. And then I go, well, I'll take a half drop the next day. Ooh, felt, but not as intense. The point is it builds up. That's why you see like Kennedy's like, psh, 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 you know, a whole bunch of droppers. I'm just telling you, this stuff is insane. And we have tens of millions of listeners a day, conservatively, less than 1% ever buy it. If 2% of you would just go get it, we have an 80%+ reorder rate because it works so good. And then I can have a 24-hour network and reporters all over the world, and we'll take down the New World Order. But you've got to invest in people fighting tyranny. But it's simple. What does the best salesman know? Who are the best salesmen in the world? People that sell the best products. And so anything I sell you is going to be the best product I can find. So again, 14 years ago, I believe silver and gold had hit their peaks. It was speculative. I said, still have as a backup for your hedge for inflation. But I said, I am out and I recommend you're out. And I waited 12 years to come back in. And I came in right at the beginning of the bull market. Because I tell you, and I do exactly what I do. If I'm telling you something is the best, it's because I believe it is. And I could be wrong because maybe I haven't discovered something better yet. See what I'm saying? I cannot tell you that our methylene blue is the best. I can tell you it is heads above anything I've ever taken. I can tell you the listeners agree. But I'm not going to tell you it is the best. I've told listeners, hey, if you're already on this stuff and you take ours and you've got a brand that's better, I love these folks we're working with. I'll go with them in a second. And when we upgrade a product, which why most of them that are old say plus, it means over the years we find a better formula. And by law, you've got it with a supplement. Every time you reformulate, you change the name. So we say plus. So when you see plus, it means it's been reformulated. And then the next time it gets too confusing, we just change the name entirely. So you heard of DNA Force? Well, what do you think Ultra DNA Revival is? We had DNA Force, then we had DNA Force Plus. This formula is a lot different, but it's so similar in ways, it's now a new name. The third reformulation. So I'm just explaining this to you. I want the mojo of being right. I want the mojo being the guy that tells the truth. Evil people want to be the biggest liars they can, the biggest deceivers. You know, Wolf of Wall Street, which is a true story. Even Jordan Belfort admitted he did those things he did. He's sitting there talking to some guy trying to get him to invest in a satellite company that's a guy in his garage. He knows it's a scam. And when the guy puts in all his money, he goes, F you know, silently laughs and hangs up the phone. So here's Jordan Belfort over here, who's in the scale of evil, not even that bad, but you know, young and stupid and thought it was cool to screw people. Well, I've never been like that. See, I'm the opposite of Jordan Belfort. Plus, why wouldn't I want to be the guy that told you good advice? Because I want a relationship with you. And I know I harp on this, but my dad used to always tell me growing up, he said, thugs and scumbags and low-level losers would rather steal a dollar from you than make a million with you honestly. And he always said you got to look out for the low-level scumbags that are dumb and think they're tough because they'll kill you, they'll rob you, they'll cheat you because they're too stupid. And I experienced that, and that even when I was a young man, I saw Carlito's Way, great movie, underrated with Al Pacino. And there's Benny Blanco from the Bronx, who's this low-level scumbag and everything. But he underrates him, and even though he escapes the mafia and all this stuff at the end, he's getting on the train with his girlfriend to escape, and Benny Blanco pumps a bunch of bullets into him. And you're not even sure if he makes it. Probably dies. But it's a story of trying to escape your past. And Hakeem Jeffries and Hillary Clinton and Jasmine Crockett and Al Gore and Keir Starmer, they're Benny Blanco from the Bronx. And you can think, oh, they're just scum. That's how they are. Don't worry about them. Oh, they're... No, you got to take them deadly serious because they will destroy us. What's the Bible say? Little foxes spoil the grapes. You're looking for a bear or some big animal. They used to have bears, by the way, in the Middle East. They all got extinct and being hunted. And it's going to come into your vineyard and just eat all your grapes. And you'll see him. You'll go out and stop him, run off the bear. But little foxes, they sneak in at night. And you can't really see them. And then when you go out to see your grapes, they're all gone. Because little foxes spoil the grapes. So that's where I am on this. And I appreciate you. And I'm done plugging. I overcompensated for not plugging last hour. But I also want you to know my philosophy, what I stand for, what I believe in. Because I also want you to, I also want to sell you on my philosophy. And I think that's why you're already tuned in. You already have my philosophy. I have your philosophy. You're not tuning in because you're really learning something most of the time. Though I learn stuff from you, you learn stuff from me. You're tuning in because you already know it. But maybe I have a nuance you don't have. You have a nuance I don't have. We're bouncing it off each other. That's what this is. And they don't want you doing that. They don't want you thinking. But I'm telling you, if I could ever convince the 99% of you to just believe me, has my information been wrong? Seldom. To just support the broadcast. You would be amazed. But regardless, we've got a plan to get it done. We have a responsibility to be on air 19 hours a day. That's my bare minimum goal. When things break, right when it's happening, live news, analysis, I'm planning on having shows with big screen TVs and war rooms where people are standing up. I'm standing up with lapel mics and stuff's breaking in live time. And we're sliding with all the latest clips and analysis as it breaks. Now, those are exhausting shows. So those hosts, and I'm going to do it myself too, it'll be 1 hour just war. Like, enter the war. Like, this is breaking. This is trending. Look at this legislation. And then that way it makes you get in the game where there's a timer going down. I was thinking to make ourselves discipline ourselves where you go with a few stories you already want, and then you've got producers in there. This is breaking. That's breaking. And you've only got like 2 minutes to cover each story. Because it's not even about going in depth on those. It's about getting people in the game of information warfare. Well, I think we'll have like maybe 4 hours a day of those. Can you imagine that the shows like that where it's the internet integrated into a big multifaceted broadcast and then late night entertainment comedy shows but mixed with information and truth? But, you know, we'll have some llamas in and some trained monkeys and some midgets and, you know, throw some midgets at dartboards. You know, we deserve to have a little fun too. For the Jedi, there is time to eat as well. Hell, maybe on the weekends we set up a studio and have in different chefs and sit around and cook a meal. And, I mean, you know, I got a lot of ideas, folks, and my ideas always work out. And I bet you're listening going, yeah, I like that idea because you're just like me. It'd be fun to watch clips of dumb liberals acting stupid. Because we cover hardcore stuff, but it's also fun to make fun of them and have some fun. So maybe we have, maybe 10% of the shows are just comedy and laughing at them. And while you're doing it, maybe you're, grilling steaks or something, or learning how to make a new type of pie or a casserole. I don't know. That's what I want to do. We're the culture. We're the future. And I want to have black talk show hosts, Hispanic talk show hosts, white talk show hosts, European talk show hosts, Japanese talk show hosts, Mexican talk show hosts. I just want to go crazy. But I got to build it. And we've already built so much together. So I am kind of giving you an update on where things are going. But in the words of John Paul Jones, I've not yet begun to fight. I've actually studied that particular battle in 77 or 78. He's out there fighting a ship three times his size, twice the crew. But he had better soldiers and fighters, he knew, per capita. And so the captain hails across. Well, their masts are blown off, and they've got tie lines on, and his ship's sinking, but it's tied to the British ship, so it's not going to sink, he knows. And he comes across on his bullhorn, not electric, but you know, just the tube. And he says, "We'll give you a quarter, give up." And he says, "Surrender, I've not yet begun to fight," because he knew they were already tied on to him. He knew they had just shot their volley. He could time it. He knew that they were under ship now, hanging on, I've read the account, hanging down under it with their guns right above the waterline into the side of that ship. Because he's a captain. He's battling and fighting at the deck, commanding. And he knows, okay, takes a couple minutes for us to reload, a minute and a half. They just shot. They just blasted our mast off. We're tied up with hooks to them. We just shot a minute and a half ago. That means they're about to fire again. Fire! Boom! Blows up through the deck, knocks out a third of their men, and then says, charge! And says, I've not yet begun to fight. And they charge over, kill most of them, and take both ships, save both ships. I mean, that's what it's about. And I'm telling you, man, we're John Paul Jones. The InfoWar is up against them. Our hooks are in. They've already blasted their blast. We're reloaded. Our people are sitting there with their cutlasses and their muskets. And we're like, and our people want to fight. Our people aren't little sneaky pussies like yours. We're spoiling for it. And I mean this informationally, but also physically, we go there. And we're ready. And we're about to be on your deck. So you want to fight, you got one. I feel like I want to be Blackbeard and light my hair on fire, but I don't have any. Because this is the excitement of this. This isn't some job. This isn't some chore. You're supposed to fight tyranny. That's the continuing animating contest we're talking about. I haven't gotten to Rob Reiner. There's countless times he attacked me on TV and on the late night comedy and on X, and I was sad to hear when he died, because creepy Hollywood guy, a lot of weird stuff, hadn't been proven. But, I mean, he was funny in a lot of the movies. He made some good movies. And I had just grown up when I thought he was a likable fella, and he would say lies about me and stuff. I would, you know, it was just weird. It's surreal. Well, now he and his wife reportedly, according to People Magazine and others, the witnesses, the son stabbed him to death, drug addict. That's no secret. He was a drug addict. And I just felt sad. I felt sad he's dead. You know, I hope he got his heart right with God. Totally deranged over Trump. But he did celebrate me being censored. He did it. He thought it was so much fun. We've got a clip of him on MSNBC when we come back. And it's just sad. But it's just emblematic of the old Hollywood's dead. It's gone, both literally and figuratively. We'll be right back.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, InfoWarriors. Wow, it's 40% off store-wide for the holidays. Just look at these shirts. They would make a great gift for family and friends. You elves are doing a great job. These look wonderful.
Thank you, Santa.
Rudolph, with such great prices, what do you want me to get for you?
I love the Sea Moss gummies.
Christmas with Alex and crew, a cocoa and a coffee brew. All the presents under the tree, everyone happy and full of glee. Frosty Santa, Rudolph and more, give a gift from the Alex Jones store.
Make a friend happy, smiles ear to ear. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
In the heart of Texas, where the wild coyotes roam, stood the Alex Jones store, his merry home. The shelves were stacked high with Shilajit, turmeric, bovine colostrum, too, and he was always stocked high with depression, methylene blue. But up on Mount Microchest lived the Grinchiest Grinch that ever was cast, and he stuffed all the supplements in his bag with glee. He took methylene blue, red, ultimate life force, and the Shilajit. In the morning, Alex appeared with a shout, "The globalist Grinch just robbed my Christmas shop." To be continued.
Wake up, folks! Spread this message! The globalist machine is tightening the chains, and they're after your freedoms!
The Podesta plan is in operation!
Don't worry, it's safe and effective.
Don't you just love my GMO potatoes?
Ladies and gentlemen, the truth is unfolding before our very eyes. We must question everything.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.